Blog Talk Radio. family. Peace and love, peace and light, happiness, joy, all the wonderful things. Peace, 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 peace. I'm getting my little holder set up so I don't have to hold the phone. I hope everybody had a most wonderful day. I hope everyone had a vainglorious weekend. Wasn't it a hot one this weekend? O-M-G-M-O. I was like, whoa, hey, wait a minute. It was so hot. I said, okay. Wait a minute, let me get my life right. One moment. All right. Hold it. Hold it in the cradle. All right. Can you hear me? I hope you can hear me well. Happy Monday, happy Moonday, happy day of reflection. Reflection. Honey, so much is going on. Happy birthday to, where are we still? I mean, I don't know, we're in Gemini yet. If not, happy birthday to all the belated Tauruses, especially my best friend, Lisa Andrews, my diva, my maid of honor, my ride or die. Happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to all the Tauruses. And happy birthday to all the Geminis, because I know your season is upon us if we're not in it already. Happy, happy birthday. Happy solar return, if you will. I always say happy moon day because Monday is the day of the moon, okay? Sunday is the day of the sun. Monday is the day of the moon. You always can tell that the days of the week are named after the main planets by speaking them in Spanish. So lunes, as in luna, the moon, is Monday. That is today, all right? Just so you know something. You know, Tuesday is martes. Martes is Mars. Tuesday is Mars. Wednesday is miércoles. Miércoles is Mercury. That's Wednesday. Viernes is Thursday. That is Jupiter. And jueves is Venus, which is Friday. Sábado is Saturday, which is Saturn. Okay? Make a note of that so you can really get into the energy of what each day actually represents, as well as the fact that we are in retrograde. Mercury is in retrograde right now. It will come out around June 3rd, so we have another week and change of things being a little special. Again, I always urge everyone, when Mercury is in retrograde, please try to watch your words. It's easy to have disagreements. I am included in that. You can have disagreements because of misunderstandings, okay? Communication is ruled by Mercury. Or Mercury, excuse me, rules communication, and we can have issues with communication. I really hope you're hearing me clearly this week. One of my faithful listeners did let me know it was a little staticky last week online. Again, I want to remind the family, if you log in online, sometimes it can be a little special, but if you call in to 347-857-1311, you sometimes have a clearer connection, and you will be able to listen to the entire show, because a lot of times we do run over after 9 o'clock. And if you're on the phone, you can get the whole show. Sometimes when you're online, it won't give you the whole thing, unless you're going and doing a playback, and then you can definitely hear everything. But I encourage the family to share the link, share the number. If I have time, I'll try to take calls later on. Last week, Sister Dawn was able to come on and let us know about all the wonderful things that are happening at the community garden in East Orange, New Jersey. You know, I always talk about, and I stress, growing your own fruits and vegetables and growing your own herbs. Many of you may or may not be aware, but the United States is becoming a food desert, and you have a lot of people of African-American and Latino descent that are either losing their supermarkets or supermarkets will not come to their areas. You know, that's an issue. That's a problem. And so we must be able to sustain ourselves. And I definitely encourage the family, especially because it's springtime. This is a time to plant. You can, you know, plant peppers, cucumbers, tomatoes. If you want to get excited, you can plant watermelon. If you can find some good watermelon seeds. And I'm not talking about white seeds. I'm talking about the black watermelon seeds that we used to spit out like bullets when we were little kids. You know, if you get an orange and it's got seeds, hold on to those seeds. You can plant them and you can actually grow an orange tree. It's not easy to sustain an orange tree in a northern climate, but you can give it a shot. Apple trees, definitely you can grow apples. They will sustain themselves through the winter time. Lemon trees, you can also try to grow. Excuse me, peach trees. I have friends that have peach trees and lemon trees and apple trees, and they're not hungry. Excuse me. My allergies are kicking. That's why I found the way I found, but I wanted to make sure that I was able to bring my broadcast to you this Monday. We will not be on the air next Monday. It's Memorial Day weekend. I'm celebrating the holiday with my beautiful husband and our family. But you can feel free to re-air any show you want if you go to blogtalkradio.com/myprojectneo and look up the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show, and you can listen to as many episodes as you like. Let's see, before I go in. As I said, this weekend was hot, wasn't it? Oh, I was miserable on Saturday, actually. My nose was so stuffy. My sinuses were inflamed. I was not the happiest camper. And that's the kind of weather I live for, but I was not ready for it. I did not feel well. But I hope that you all were able to enjoy yourself. I hope you got out. Maybe you were able to ride bikes or play with your children, take them to the park, play in your yard, just do something, you know, fun together. It was definitely the weekend to do that. I want to big up my friends of Anubis Jewelry at the Pocono Bazaar. They have the best jewelry. Look for the red tent with the beautiful Nubian people in it, in Anubis T-shirts, okay? They will give you great deals. They have the most amazing products. They have rings, earrings, necklaces, bracelets. They have orbs and crystals. They have wands, okay? My sister Barbara is making these awesome wands. Her husband, Brother Chris, is making amazing cuffs and crowns and just amazing, beautiful jewelry. So definitely, if you're in the Pocono area, or if you just take a trip into East Stroudsburg, or right off of Milford Road is the Pocono Bazaar. I urge you, like, maybe on a Saturday, on a nice day, like, you know, take a trip with the family, go up to that bazaar, patronize the people there. It's a really great place. And you find all kind of trinkets and wonderful things, and you also have people that have, you know, underwear and socks, and then you have people that have phone chargers and phone cases and all kinds of stuff, okay? So it's great, and you have delicious food as well. You got to check out Mama Sandy's fish truck. She makes fish and she makes chicken and, you know, french fries and stuff like that. I know it's fried food, but every once in a while it's good. It's okay. All right, just make sure you keep drinking water. And like I said, eat those fruits and vegetables and everything can kind of go down all right. What else? If you're in Brooklyn, please stop by Mary's Hands Jewelry. She's right there in Bed-Stuy. You can also go to maryshandsjewelry.com and order beautiful, handmade, gorgeous jewelry in sterling silver, 18-carat and 14-carat gold-filled jewelry, beautiful, amazing pieces of work. That's my sister in Brooklyn. Her work is phenomenal. Phenomenal, okay? Let me see what else. I'm plugging right now. Also, I want to let the family know, anybody that is up in this area in Pennsylvania, northern Pennsylvania, if you're in Monroe County, the Tiny Toes Learning Center is hiring teachers and teacher assistants. They're also opening up a preschool private school, and they're also holding summer camp for music and science. Okay, Tiny Toes, you can go to tinytoes.org. I think tinytoesabc.org. You can call, I want to get this right, 855-663. Give me a minute. Let me get the last four of those digits so I'm correct, because I don't want to be wrong. And y'all be like, I called and I didn't get it, and I'll be so embarrassed. That's not cool. Give me a moment and let me... I know I have it. Give me a second. Peace, Sister Carla. I know you're on tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. You hit me up and let me know you on. I love it. Okay, that is the Tiny Toes Learning Center. Amazing, beautiful, beautiful place where your children will get home-cooked hot meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. They will receive a beautiful learning experience, okay? It's wonderful. Your children's learning is individuated. You have very skilled teachers and teacher assistants there, so if you're interested and you need a good preschool program starting really from like 1 year old, okay, because there's two different centers. There's about to be three. The new location is opening up on June 13th, and wonderful things are happening. So check that out. If you're in the northern Pennsylvania area, in Monroe County, in Mount Pocono, check out Tiny Toes Learning Center. Fabulous, fabulous. What else? My cigar aficionados, okay, in East Stroudsburg off of Milford Road, you can check out IQ Cigar Lounge, an amazing, unique smoking experience, okay? the owner, Mr. Q, okay, fantastic brother, definitely does his numbers, does his thing, and my husband and I play music there on a regular basis. Every other week we're there for Unwind Wednesdays, playing, you know, soul music and neo-soul just to let you lay back and get through the middle of the week. You get a dollar off of your glass of wine, regardless of the brand or the type of wine that you're drinking. And the next major event happening there is Hats and Heels. Hats and Heels is going to be on, I believe, June 3rd. Let me just make sure and check my calendar. June 4th. Hats and Heels from 7 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. You'll be blessed by the sounds of DJ Pitch Control, my amazing husband, and I may get on the decks myself, but it's going to be a wonderful event for us to come out, show up, wear your banging hat, ladies, wear your beautiful heels, and come out and represent, okay? You can sit down and toe tap, or you can get up and do a two-step. It's up to you, all right? We have other events that will be coming up as well, and we're looking forward to planning something for all of the cigar clubs in the area at Tobia Hanna State Park. We are trying to land our date and make sure we're able to secure that for the family. I will let you know when that's going to happen. But this summer is looking awesome. We've got wonderful things going on this summer up here in the Poconos. And, you know, we're talking about black-owned, black-run, black-managed places. Everything I just mentioned to you is black-owned, okay? The Pocono Bazaar is not black-owned, but the people I mentioned that are there, they are definitely, they're African-American, on point, doing their numbers, making it happen. Same thing with Tiny Toes Daycare. The owner and director is Miss C, amazing woman, absolutely brilliant, with great vision for our children. And Mary's Hands Jewelry, that's my sis in Brooklyn, okay? IQ Lounge, beautiful, wonderful African-American owners and managers, and the clientele is upscale, okay? It ain't no rinky-dink cigar lounge, okay? It's a real cigar lounge. It's not a club. It's a lounge, darling, okay? Nice, comfortable chairs. It's absolutely a wonderful experience, and they have great ventilation as well. So even if you don't smoke cigars, you can go maybe get a little nibble. The food that is there is supplied by the Better Box out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, another African-American female-owned business. You know, you can get wraps. You can get sweet potato cheesecake that'll make you slap your grandmother, honey, okay? I'm just saying. We got to keep it real. We got to support each other. And if anyone is interested in having me advertise your business on my show, email me at queenamina@icloud.com. QueenAmianah at icloud.com. All right, hit me up. I will be happy. You just give me a little donation in my Cash App. Okay, just $40. I will be happy to advertise your business on my show. All right, so those are my ads and my advertisements. Last but not least, and I usually say this at the end of the show, but I'm going to say it at the beginning of the show because I'm plugging everybody, and I can't be plugging everybody, and I'm not plugging my husband, DJ Pitch Control, the one and only dopest, hottest deep house DJ I have ever heard in my life. And I felt this way about him before we ever got together, okay? So he does his absolute numbers on the ones and twos. He's amazing. Listen to him on SoundCloud.com. SoundCloud.com. Look up DJ Pitch Control, PYTCHCONTROLL, honey. He got an LL up in there, all right? Check it out. Get that music for your life, whether you're working out, whether you're driving. We have people that hit us up and let us know because they drive up and down the coast. They drive from New Jersey to Miami on the reg, and they stay on Pitch Control's channel on SoundCloud. He gets them there and that. Nice and smooth, honey, all right? So please check out DJ Pitch Control. Get your life. Even if you're cleaning the house, okay? I'm just saying, or you want to lean back and have a glass of wine, trust me. You will not be disappointed, all right? The hottest DJ. I know everybody talks about these other DJs. I'm not messing on anybody. I used to work with Louis Vega, you know what I'm saying? But my man is John Blaze. My man is hot, okay? So please check him out. Get your life. Share with friends, all right? And again, if you want to book us for an event, hit me up at Queen Amina at iCloud.com. Again, QUEENAAMINAH at iCloud.com. All right, we travel all over the Eastern Seaboard. We have an event coming up. You know, the Columbia, South Carolina Music Festival is coming up, and my husband is featured 2 days, not just 1 day, 2 days. That's how hot he is, all right? So I think that's it for my plugs. I'll probably mention him again at the end of the show because I always do. The opening track that you heard was called Breathe, written by me, arranged and performed by me. And that was the Glenn Underground Working Underneath mix, okay? And I play that at the top of the show because right about now, we do need to be breathing. We need to just chill and relax. We need to watch out for each other. We need to protect each other, and we need to support each other, family. All right? I don't know what these other people are doing out here. You got, excuse me, people shooting up places and carrying on and taking lives, but I'm telling you, we have got to watch out for each other. So I'm about to go in. All right? If anybody has a question, feel free to text me. If you know my number and you're one of my dearest friends, then you know how to get at me. But I'm about to go in right about now. All right. What's interesting right now, it came on the news again this evening, which I found very, very, very interesting. There's a UFO that scientists just cannot explain. And that's interesting to me, excuse me, because, you know, UFO does mean unidentified flying object, right? Okay, so they can't identify it. They don't really know what it is, but it does look like a spaceship, and I think that that's interesting. I do urge the family to do yourself a favor and, like, go on YouTube and put in Nibiru, N-I-B-I-R-U. I've spoken about this in previous episodes, but Nibiru is a very huge planet, a little smaller than Jupiter. It has many moons and satellites that move with it through space. Some people call it the winged planet. It looks like it's got horns sometimes because it has this red dust that it kicks up as it basically hurls itself through the solar system. But it's also known as the 10th planet or Planet X. And it was discovered by ancient people, okay? It's in the Bible known as Wormwood. It's known as the planet of the crossing. It has many different names. Some names are the destroyer. I don't like to lean on that too much because I'm not trying to be destroyed right now. But I know it's the planet of the crossing, because it has a very vast and long elliptical orbit, and it takes over 2,000 years for it to make a complete rotation around the sun. So it has like a slingshot type of orbit, where most of the planets have a circular orbit around the sun. This has an elliptical orbit, which makes it like oval, all right, like a long oval, very, very long oval, all right? So Nibiru, as I said, has satellites. Nibiru is part spaceship and part planet. It's very interesting, all right? It has inhabitants on it. These inhabitants are predominantly black. You do have some reptilians that are along for the ride. We have to understand that we live in a vast, vast multiverse, if you will. And I'm not talking about multiverse with, like, Facebook and all that crap. I'm not on metaverse. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a multiverse, okay, where you have many, many galaxies. We have trillions of galaxies. And in these galaxies, we have trillions of planets, okay? Our little solar system is only on one arm of a four-armed galaxy, okay? The middle of our galaxy is a black hole. They have discovered the size of it. They can even hear it. It makes a sound because there's friction that's happening, of course. Black holes do a lot of damage. And so, you know, where we are in terms of the whole, you know, my very educated mother just served us nine planets nicely, which is Mercury, Venus, Mars, Earth, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. We do not take Pluto out. I don't care what they say. No, you don't. And Nibiru, okay? And we have a lot going on. We got a lot happening. And everything on in our solar system is just on one arm of this Milky Way galaxy. Our nearest galaxy neighbor is Andromeda, okay? And then there are many, 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 many other galaxies that exist that are in our neighborhood. So I think it's very naive, and I think it's a little stupid, if you will, to think that we are the only planet that has life on it. That is insane. Sorry, but that's insane, okay? If we exist here, and yes, this is a wonderful, you know, little niche. Earth is a very interesting planet because, you know, you get too close to the sun, you know, Mercury, and people think, oh, there's no life on there. But how do we know that? We don't really know that, okay? There has been former life discovered on Mars. You have pyramids on Mars. You have nine pointed pyramids, not just the four points. You know what I'm saying? We have nine pointed pyramids on Mars. There was that face that was found in Mars. There was a Martian spaceship that was found that had crashed on the moon. The spaceship was about as large as the island of Manhattan. Okay, there were three black women retrieved from the spaceship. Okay, I like to talk about this a lot because this is serious. Like, this is not a game, a joke, or a drill. And these things are real. So we have to be naive and small-minded, if you will, to think that the only life forms of hominids even are on Earth. No, 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 okay? So as we're moving through this beginning of the age of Aquarius, a lot will be revealed to us. A lot will be revealed. And so this spaceship is just hovering around, not that far from us, and the scientists are bugging out and don't know what it is. You know, I watched an interview with Neil deGrasse Tyson, the astrophysicist, you know, and the head of the planetarium in New York and other space programs and astronomical programs. And, you know, he kind of poo-pooed it. And that kind of gets under my skin because he's the same person that said that Pluto was not a planet. And I'm like, no, 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 no. Pluto is a planet. The problem is that when Pluto began to act in a strange way and vibrate and move around when it was really still, that's when they're like, okay, it's not a planet. But all the other planets are also being affected by the coming of Nibiru. This is what Nibiru does. Nibiru is a very strong magnetized planet. And so when it comes close to our solar system, all the other planets begin to bug out. Okay? Same with Earth. Now, you have people that want to say it's global warming and what have you, and that, oh, our pollution, now this, now that. There might be a bit of that that's true. But trust me, when Nibiru comes through, storms get worse. You have flooding. You have hail. You have tornadoes that are just magnanimous. You have things that become larger or more intense, I should say. Hurricanes become more intense when Nibiru comes through. So if you're paying attention, even in the last few years, you can tell that our storms are getting worse, okay? I've talked about moving to higher ground on many occasions because those that are living at sea level, the sea will come back and reclaim the earth, as my amazing grandfather used to say. And he was a longshoreman. But he always used to tell us when we were younger, like, you might love the sea. You might love the ocean. Don't build right at the ocean. And I think y'all can see what's going on with that. Do you know how many houses and neighborhoods where you have, you know, wealthy white people that want to live all right up on the ocean, their houses are being washed out to sea, even if it's on stilts. Gone, demolished like a dollhouse. Mudslides have increased around the world. All of a sudden, whole villages are washed away and buried under 20, 30, 40 feet of mud because the whole mountainside just and it's over. Be careful where you want to live, please, okay? Be very, very, very careful. New Orleans will not make it. Okay, not right now, but in the coming years, New Orleans is going to have a hard time because New Orleans is below sea level. That's why in the summertime it's so hot and humid in New Orleans. You're going to have places that are not going to do well, okay, all along the shoreline, all everywhere, from California all the way down to Texas, all the way through the panhandle, la, 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 Florida, all of that is not going to do well. Come on up to, like, you know, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. No, 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 no. Those coastlines ain't going to make it. D.C. ain't going to make it. Maybe not tomorrow, but someday, because this is what we're in right now. And the Bureau is not done. So I need us to be mindful. I know last week I'm urging the family, come on out the hood, come on out of these neighborhoods where you can't have a concealed carry weapon license and so on and so forth, that too. Like, this is a time for us to adjust and to make the moves necessary for future generations to be able to sustain themselves, okay? Some of y'all may think, oh, but I want to live here. I've always lived here. This is where I grew up. I'm not leaving my hood. I want to stay here. Okay. But you saw what happened in Buffalo. I'll talk about that a little bit later, all right? But I just think it's interesting that you have major news networks showing video of this, quote, unidentified flying object, okay? And they're actually covering it because we've had jillions of stories with unidentified flying objects, and you can just look that up as well. There was a very interesting one that happened on a Navy destroyer, and the spaceship came out of the water. They were in the Pacific Ocean. It came out of the water. We have another one that happened up in the, give me a minute. I think it was the Black Sea. I believe it was the Black Sea, and it hit a Russian ship, came out of the water. Okay, it didn't go in the water, it came out of the water, clipped the hull of the ship and went up into the sky and into space. So this isn't really new, but it is interesting that they're covering this now because we're going to have a lot more sightings. I have heard reports that we have humongous motherships that are cloaked all around the planet. Some women can feel them, okay? Because women, again, have a high intuition. Peace. Hey, KK. All right now. You know, women have a very high intuition, and we have feelings that are very serious, okay? Our feelings are no game, joke, or drill. You know, that's why I always find it very interesting that they like to say we live in a patriarchal society, because basically it's the European white man that just is in panic mode all the time, has been since he came out of a cave, and so he's just got to dominate and control everything. Boo-boo, you don't control nothing, really. You may have some say-so over somebody's salary and all these kind of things. But at the end, middle, and beginning of the day, did you not come out of a woman? And why is it that humankind has such issues with women and women and womanhood? Because when you look at the animal kingdom, even the plant kingdom, even the insect kingdom, excuse me, it is the female who truly runs ting, okay? It's the female. I use this in a workshop that I do on womanhood, and I put the B in it, W-O-M-B-M-A-N. Woman, because from the largest to the smallest creatures on this planet, it's the female that runs things. And this is the issue I have with a patriarchal mindset, a patriarchal society, and these other individual men, not my wonderful husband, because he is thebomb.com, that one think and believe, including Islam, and I was Muslim for 9 years, including Islam, that want to think that women are nothing. Women are lowly. Women are evil. Women are this. Women are that. You got to cover your whole everything just to walk around in the world. Excuse me. How about no? And I can say it because I lived that way for a while. And it was a nice exercise in discipline for me. I'm not going to, like, negate the entire thing. But this whole thing about women being less than, oh, mother was never down with that, because I know who and what I am. Think about it this way. How many eggs is a baby girl born with? Thousands and thousands of eggs that could actually become future people. Back in the day, how many families had 13 children, 14 children, 10 children? Where did they come from? Yes, that one sperm out of millions of sperm has to penetrate one egg. Think about that for just a moment. And then let's take a trip into the animal kingdom. The largest animal on the face of this planet, including whales. Okay? Whales and elephants. All right? If we're in the sea, we're talking about whales. If we're on Earth, we're talking about elephants. It is the matriarch elephant, the oldest elephant in the herd, that has to lead the entire herd to get water every year across the savannah of Africa. If she can't find the water, the whole herd will starve and die. Check. Donate on that. The king of the jungle, the mighty king of the jungle, the lions. It is the lioness that hunts the food. I talked about this before, but I'm going to talk about it again because it's springtime, and we need, and there are things going on with women's rights that make me tremble, because you have these old, crusty-ass white men in Washington, D.C., and other states around the country that want to actually have so much say-so about a woman's vagina, a woman's womb, fertilized egg, da-da-da-da-da, embryo, fetus, whatever. You're going to trip over that one baby when I got thousands of eggs? For real? And the saddest part, and the ironic part, is that these decisions are made by crusty white men whose penises are broken. They can't have babies anyway. How dare you tell me if I'm raped or a victim of incest, I got to carry a baby to full term? What world are you in? What kind of nonsense is that? What kind of BS is that? That is panic and want to just got to have control, want to got to have control. And I've said this many, many times. I know I get redundant. I don't mean to be redundant because, you know, some of y'all, this might be your first time listening to me. You might be like, oh, wow, she's going in. Honey, I do this all the time. However, yeah, KK, word. Like, real talk. This is insanity. And if you go back in history, okay, if you go back to, you know, the caveman, which is white people, because we didn't live in caves, the person of color hasn't lived in a cave for trillions of years. Real talk. Because we knew how we build things. We build huts. We build, you know, we build all type of stuff. So please, we're not going to have that conversation. However, the white European locked in an ice age with lack and cold, okay, living in fear of everything, did not really, really care for his woman all that much, which is why white men, you can see it across the board, do not have a lot of love for their women. The only time they get excited about it is if a black man take her. But they don't really have a lot of genuine love, like the, not like the black man has for his woman. And I'm talking about the normal, stable black man. I'm not talking about the crazy, wild black man that just can't get himself together. I'm talking about even in antiquity, we lived in matriarchal societies. We had matriarchal societies all through Kemet. One of the highest quote-unquote deities slash entities in Kemet is Ma'at. That's a female. In the Native American tribes, excuse me, clans here in this country here, in Canada, North America, South America, which was all one place for us, those clans are ruled by the clan mother. The clan father is under her. So it's not until you get this invasion of a pale-skinned, non-melanin, melanated, recessive individual who came from fear and lack and having to fight and kill just to eat something. All of a sudden, you get this patriarchal flip. It hasn't been that long. But real folks overstand, understand, and understand that it is the woman who is the head. Because we make, we multiply things. Not just the fact that we have thousands of eggs inside of us when we are born. Hello. But when we, when something is presented to us, we multiply it. And I saw a really fly post on Instagram that went into that. And it was dope because it was a man that was speaking. But I say this to say, a real man knows that a woman will multiply his life. Not only by impregnating her and making another person, but whatever he brings to her, she will multiply. You bring a woman a few vegetables, whatever, she's going to make a stew. She's going to make a meal out of it. How long will that last? A couple of days, actually. Okay? You give a woman a house, baby, she turns it into a home. You give a woman knowledge, she will become wise, and she will teach the entire family. Just like I said, even with the animals. And the animals know. The male lion does not fight the lioness at all. He knows if he does, he will starve. He ain't going to do it, all right? And if we go all the way down to the insect kingdom, and we talk about bees and we talk about ants, it's the queen that runs the whole colony. It is the queen who gives the orders for the ants to do the work. It is the queen that gives the bees the order to make the honey and to go out and pollinate. It's the queen. So we cannot forget this. I know that's right. Yes, indeed, Sister Tree. Yes, women's wombs are portals that souls come through. Souls come through us. We are the mothership connection because while you are gestating in your mother's womb, she is downloading all of this information into you. When you are born, you know everything you need to know. Now you have to just, what, remember it. Babies don't come into the world stupid and retarded. No, they don't, unless they're mentally challenged in some kind of way. Most babies come into knowing. Within 2 hours, they know if you give them that mother's breast, they suckle that breast and get that milk. They don't have to, they're not taught it. They're not told it. It's not like they can really understand that. They know I'm hungry. This nipple's going to give me some milk. Okay? And you have got to read the book, Awakening the Genius of Black Children, Black Children. Oh, my gosh, by Dr. Amos Wilson. It is one of the best and profound books I've ever read in my entire life because it goes into the fact that melanated babies, black babies, even Latino babies, understand more things faster than any melanin recessive so-called white baby. They hold their head up first. They can sit up by themselves first. They identify their mother's and father's voices first. They smile first. They laugh first. They walk first. So I'm saying all these things because we have to get back to celebrating ourselves. There are a lot of us out here who really just try too hard to want to be like the enemy. And I don't mean the enemy in a way that most people would think. When I say the enemy, I just mean the melanin recessive individual will never have the capacity that you have. Why would you want to be something less than? And I'm not trying to put white folks down at all. My eyes are not green by accident. I overstand, understand, and understand that my great-great-great-grandfather was a white man from Holland. I do know that. Everybody else after that is brown, is black. Everybody after that is a melanin-dominant individual. All my grandparents after that, and all of my mother's side of the family, nobody was white on my mother's side of the family. No one. That's why she was so deep chocolate. Her parents were deep, deep, deep chocolate. Okay? I get this lightness from my great-great-great-granddaddy, like I told you about, and that's the one who married the beautiful brown-skinned woman from Sabah, and they moved to the Dominican Republic, and they just had offspring. That's my father's side of the family. I'm giving you my genealogy because I want you to realize that although I recognize my lineage, darling, no. Mother is truly a Nubian queen, okay? I know that. I want you to know that. To all my sisters listening, I want y'all to know you are queens. If you are over the age of 25 and your life is tight and right, you're a queen. All my brothers in the sound of my voice, if you are over 25 and you are, your life is tight and right, you're a king. Real talk. My brothers and sisters on this beautiful blue bubble. But we are kings and queens, and we have to step in it, sit in it, walk like it, talk like it, be about it. That's who we are. When I address my husband, that is my king. He makes it happen. He is a provider, a protector, a lover, a friend, a brother, a father, a caretaker. Like, this is who we have to be if we're not already. And if you've been thinking about it a little bit and it's been rolling around in your mind, claim it right now. Because mostly adults listen to my program. To my kings and queens out there. And if you're a wannabe, then you should want to be who you are. You should want to be the beautiful black soul that you are. You should want to be the king or the queen that you truly are. Stop straightening your hair, killing your 9-ether spiral that is divine, like a galaxy, like a whirlpool, like a hurricane, like a tornado. Like the drain when the water goes down. It's divine. The spiral is divine. Plants grow that way. Our hair is divine, and it grows that way. Be who you are. When you perm your hair, you're killing your hair, which is like your divine antenna to the whole universe. So even if you're bald, you still got a 9-ether vibe. Stop saying my hair is too nappy. My hair is too kinky. My hair, no, your hair is divine. Be who you are. And everybody knows when the black woman wakes up, the game is over. So I'm urging and begging my queens to please wake up. I know a lot of you listening are already awake. KK, you are awake. I know it. T, Tree, you are awake. Carla, you are awake. Dawn, you are awake. All of you sisters are moving in your light the way that you were divinely created. You are all moving in that light. I see it. I love you more every day for it. But if you're new to the Black Alice in Wonderland show and mother's taking you down a rabbit hole and you're like, oh, my God, hold on tight and fasten your chin strap. This is not a game, a joke, or a drill. My sister Barbara, you are awake. I know it. And y'all continue to seek knowledge, to become wiser, to be the wise dome. Kudos to every single one of you, because it's not easy to break away from the matrix. Speaking of which, okay. Anybody out there to the last matrix, the last one? I'm trying to remember. I don't know if it was the resurrection or whatever. Very disappointing. Now, many of you may or may not know, but the original creator of the Matrix is a black woman, a black cigarette-smoking, husky-voiced woman named Sophia Stewart. She wrote a book called Through the Eye of the Needle, and from that, that's the whole Matrix story. So the white boy Wachowski brothers stole her story and turned it into Matrix 1 and Matrix 2. She also wrote The Terminator. It wasn't called The Terminator. But those are movies that the Wachowski brothers stole from this black woman who did sue them, and she won over $15 million because she sued Hollywood. In any event, this last version of The Matrix is garbage. Okay? It's garbage. The only thing that makes sense in it to a certain extent is that, of course, Trinity and Neo get back together again, and it's love that keeps them alive and keeps them thriving and surviving. And I always said, if I go all the way back to the first Matrix and Matrix 2, Sophia Stewart knew that it was the black woman who would love her man and support her man and protect her man, fight with and for her man, that would keep him alive. Excuse me, goes all the way back to Kemet, really. But it was so corny, and it had a lot of key characters. Neil Patrick Harris is in it, and, you know, other individuals. It was so corny, I was like, oh, this is crazy. And then I found out that it was, I believe, produced and directed by the Wachowskis' sister. She did not do a good job. The movie really sucked. I'm serious. And it was just an example of what happens when you try to keep pushing the envelope on something that you never created in the first place. Because had Hollywood taken Sophia Stewart seriously and let her take over the Matrix, we would have had a completely different experience. She originally wrote the story with Will Smith in mind to be Neo. Everybody was black. Neo, Trinity, Morpheus, the Oracle, everybody was black. So marinate on that for a moment, and don't waste your time watching the last one. It's on HBO Max. Garbage, just garbage, darling. Oh, it was horrible. Sorry, it really was. I just had to put that out there. But I don't know how many of you are aware of the Admiral Byrd expedition. And Admiral Byrd was a white admiral from, in the Navy, and he took a small voyage, meaning that he didn't have a whole lot of people with him, to Antarctica. And during his trip, round one, during the first time he went past what we would call the South Pole. He found himself in a place and a space where there were green, lush fields. There were mastodons. Anyone who understands who mastodons are, those are the prehistoric elephants like woolly mammoths, but really, really big and with the tusks that curl around. All kinds of other animals and plant life and fruits and vegetables, all kinds of stuff. But also, what we would call an alien life form. And they were highly intelligent, very benevolent, very kind, very loving. However, they weren't to be messed with, because in any society, including ancient Kemet, everyone has the right to protect themselves if you have to fight. You don't need to be the aggressor, but you must know how to protect yourself. So he encountered these beings, and they actually told him not to come back. In any event, when he did come back to the mainland of North America, he had to report to his, higher-ups, if you will, and explain to them what he saw. He actually gave a very interesting interview on it. It may not be easy to find now. It was on YouTube, but it's an interview where it's in black and white. It's back in the day, honey. We're talking about, I believe, the 60s, okay? 50s and 60s, like when television kind of first happened. And when he told his superiors what he saw, they then instructed him to launch an expedition with hundreds of ships and to go back past Antarctica to this place where these other entities lived. Reminds me very much of the movie Avatar with the blue people, because they came across this place where there were these other life forms, and they were benevolent and living amongst themselves and happy, and everything was good. And here come Whitey wanting to just wreck shop and try to claim stuff for themselves. Okay? Thank you, Tree. I love it when Tree be backing me up. Thank you, sis. And so when they went back, baby, they got their asses whooped. Okay? Hundreds and hundreds of soldiers died. Navy people, they died, honey. Those aliens blew them to smithereens. They were blowing up ships. They had all kind of laser weaponry. It was off the heezy. Admiral Byrd and a few of them were able to escape with their lives, okay? But trust me, it was definitely something that they were like, we're not going back. Because they knew if they went back, it was going to be the death of them. And I'm saying this to you because, again, we've got to open up our consciousness. We have to open up our minds. This earth bubble and this society that we live in, run by these wicked, tired little 13 white families, is really annoying, okay? Because if you open up your brain and you're able to conceptualize other things, you know, you're better off. It is important to think and live outside of the box. I always made jokes, and I mean it seriously, actually. I'm not going to be in a box until I die, okay? So I urge you to sort of follow suit. Like, you've got to think outside the box. You must open up your sphere of consciousness, because you're going to see it eventually. Maybe not in this lifetime, maybe in your next lifetime. But you can't be freaking out when you do. When I lived in New Jersey, I had an awesome, amazing apartment. OMG. I love where I live now, and it's beautiful. I'm in the forest, and it's nice with all the animals and what have you. But when I lived in Jersey, in East Orange, I lived on the 16th floor of a high-rise apartment building, which was on top of a hill. And my view was of South Mountain, beautiful, beautiful mountain. And I could see all of the sky. It was just absolutely gorgeous. And the way my apartment was situated, I was in the, let me get myself right, northwestern corner of the building. Okay, no, northeastern, excuse me. But I was on a corner, so the sun rose in my bedroom and set in my living room. And I had a most wonderful view. Everybody on the beeline had the best view as far as I was concerned. And one night I was, you know, chilling out. I would come home from work a lot, and I had a huge picture window that also had two smaller windows on the side of it. So the whole wall of my living room was just windows. And so even my friends would come over and just sit and meditate and just look outside. I didn't even have to put on television. Like, it was my television. And so I would sit there and just gaze over the mountain. And I remember one night in particular when I saw an unidentified flying object. How did I know it was an unidentified flying object? Because it moved in a way that our technology can't move. And this was before drones were invented, at least for people to have for recreational use. So I'm sitting there, and I thought maybe it was a helicopter because it was just hovering. It wasn't coming close. It wasn't going far. It wasn't moving right. It wasn't moving left. It wasn't going up, and it wasn't going down. Okay, it was just sitting there. And it changed colors. It was green, then it would change to red, then it would change to yellow, then it would change back to green. And I was like, wow, this is really awesome. So I just, you know, indulged myself and just watched it. And I watched it for at least a half an hour, you know, and then it began to dart about. And when I say dart about, it made quick angular movements that, again, none of our flying technology can do, okay? Helicopters can go up and down and sideways, but they don't really go diagonal too much. And they can't go diagonal that fast even if they do. This thing was darting about in the sky. It was going left and right and diagonal up and diagonal up right, diagonal down left. It was amazing to me. It would go from side to side, just like a horizontal line, like and on the other side. It was amazing. And then suddenly it just went and disappeared. And so I knew that UFOs were real before that anyway. I've always known that UFOs were real, even when I was a child. There was nothing that could make me think that there was no such thing. And when I had my own encounter, I thought that that was amazing. I also had another friend who was out in the middle of an ocean on a celebrity cruise one time. And they were at the bow of the ship, and it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. They were out there having a cigarette. And when they looked up, there was a spaceship. And it was round, and it had lights all around it, and it moved in a circular motion, but it was right in front of their face. And they were like, they would never forget it. And by the time they ran to their room to get the camera and come back, this is before cell phones were cameras, I should say, it was gone. But they remember exactly what they saw. They were not inebriated or under the influence of anything, and they will never forget that experience. I have another girlfriend who had a very close encounter with like a reptilian type of entity that actually climbed up the side of her house and came to her bedroom window and came to take her brother. She wouldn't let it. And this was real. This was not a dream. This was not a hallucination. This was not, she wasn't under the influence of anything because at the time she was 12 years old. But this thing came up the side of her house and climbed into her window to take her brother. And she was holding on to her brother for dear life. She would not let it take her brother. She never had an encounter with that type of thing again. But if I call her right now, she would remember it like it was yesterday. And there are a lot of people all around the planet who have had very close encounters. I don't know if y'all remember the movie The Fourth Kind. That movie was absolutely awesome. There were these entities that came to this particular town in Washington State, drove the people in the town absolutely bat crazy because this one scientist's daughter, she went mad. I think she might have passed by now, but I know she had to be committed to an insane asylum because this thing or these things were tormenting the entire town. Some people were committing suicide. They just could not handle it. And so I'm sort of also going into this because I'm saying that we got aliens in this, okay? They're around us. And I don't want any of us to bug out if we do have a close encounter. I'm so serious right now. If you can, look up and try to research the Admiral Byrd story. It is off the meat rack, okay? And if you're able to catch the video on YouTube, I remember it because he was talking to some popular television host from back in the day. I don't remember the person's name right now. And I think it was sponsored by Bulova Watches because that's an old watch company. But his face was dead serious, okay? And nothing that he, I know that's right. Wait a minute. Let me go into that real quick. All right, see, one of my awesome listeners is saying that they, too, experienced a starship. They took a picture. The world is declassifying UFO documents because they are prepping the people of the reality society can no longer hide, okay, the watchers, et cetera. Yes. Yes. And we have a lot of people in the Air Force and the Navy who've had these very serious experiences, okay? They're not, you know, like I said, hallucinations, nobody's drunk or high, it's real. So again, I just need y'all to calm down. If you do have a close encounter, I'm also urging myself to do the same because I didn't necessarily have a close encounter, I just had a visual encounter, just to be very mindful, okay? And don't be afraid. There's nothing to fear but God, okay? And you don't need to fear that either. But check out the Admiral Byrd story. Because that was a disaster. We lost ships, planes, and personnel. Because those aliens told them, don't come back here. And they did. And like I said, it's just like the Avatar story. Very, very similar. You know, not so much about like Sigourney Weaver and people being able to become them, necessarily that. But definitely came into a place and a space where they were not necessarily welcome. And they came with destroyer ships. Like, you came for battle. No, 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 no. They faced a technology they had never seen before. We didn't have laser technology at that time. Think about it. There are even stories that you've got Nazis that went into the same area and stayed down there and were able to get technology from these entities. And at that point, you also need to ask yourself, well, why did they tell them? I'm going to let that be right there where that is, but I'm just saying, okay? So, you know, be mindful. Next up, baby formula shortage. All right. What is very interesting is you've got propagandists again. White people live for propaganda. I'm sorry, but they really do because they just panic and they formulate and they try to make their basis of reality a reality when it's not, you know. And so they said, oh, we have a baby shortage, baby formula shortage because we gave all of that Similac and Infamil to babies, baby immigrants at the border. Wrong answer. We have a shortage because the actual plant that distributes most of the baby formula to the central and western part of this country had a situation where you had some babies that got sick from their formula. And so to prevent lawsuits and further issues and scandal, they stopped producing the formula until they could figure out what the problem was. That is the true story. I think it's Abbott Industries. And so do not follow the hype that some Mexican and Haitian babies got all of the Infamil and Similac, and that's why people don't have no formula for their babies in certain parts of this country. Please don't do that. Please, I beg of you, do not fall into the propaganda traps, all right? Because there's other propaganda traps I'm going to get to in a minute, but just realize that the plant closed down and did not produce baby formula for a hot minute. Now, think about it. If you're an acting plant, you're able to produce cases and cases and cases per day, right? But if you shut down and you stop producing, eventually you're going to come to a point where you have nothing to ship, right? So that's what happened. So they're urging people, I think they just got a shipment of thousands and thousands of cases of baby formula from Germany. And they were urging people to call their relatives in other parts of the country and have them mail them formula. They also asked them to order formula on Amazon and stuff like that. Now, I'm going to go back to breastfeeding. I know that women have a hard time breastfeeding sometimes. And I heard somebody even say something that really sounded kind of stupid to me. Sorry, it just did. Forgive me. Where they said when people tried to breastfeed their babies, babies died. Okay, yeah, maybe if mommy is toxic, okay? Maybe if mommy has had too many recent vaccines and that is in her breast milk and in her blood. Maybe in those kinds of cases, because remember, they even told women who took the COVID-19 shot not to breastfeed. Marinate on that for a second. I'm going to continue. But breastfeeding is the healthiest way to feed your child. Okay, I know that's right. I love it. I'm going to get into that in a second, sis. Breastfeeding is really the best way. Again, why are we called mammals? We are called mammals because we have mammary glands. Okay, I might mess your head up real quick, but even men have nipples, right? Why do men have nipples? Men have nipples because men are the residual of women. Hold on just a moment before you be like, what? Yes, okay, because I told y'all before, there were women on the planet way before men even came into existence, and women were able to give birth to females through parthenogenesis. Look it up. The Parthenon in Athens, Greece, is named after parthenogenesis. It was a time when women could give birth to female children. And then at some point, a female gave birth to a male, and then more males were born. Then you have a breakdown where now you need a male sperm in order to have a baby. However, women still have what they call ganglion cysts, where they have cysts in their uterus that have hair, fingers, fingernails, teeth. That's a residual of parthenogenesis. So men have nipples because men were back were female. There were no males. Even if you try to take yourself to the Wonder Woman story, right? Wasn't there just women there? There were no men there, right? The women could just give birth to women, right? Okay, so I'm going to rewind. But we're called mammals because we have mammary glands. And as soon as a woman becomes pregnant, milk begins to form in the ducts of her breast. And by the time she gets to her... I know that's right. Best way to feed. By the time she gets to her ninth, well, not even her ninth month, because she's going to have breasts from even like her fourth month, her breasts will begin to get sore, okay? And then they're going to become engorged. They're going to get milk, okay? That's what all those ducts are for in their breasts. Even a flat-chested woman, quote unquote, has mammary glands and can breastfeed her child. I know a lot of flat-chested women that have breastfed their children to 2.5. Healthy, wonderful children. It is the best thing for a baby. Enfamil and Similac cannot duplicate the nutrients that come from breast milk, real breast milk. Now, yes, to you and I, it doesn't taste good, but it's enough for the baby. It's right for the baby. I am a result of breastfeeding. I could not drink cow's milk. I really don't drink cow's milk now. Most of us are lactose intolerant. The amount of lactose in cow's milk is not healthy for human babies, and we're the only quote-unquote animal on the planet that drinks another animal's milk. Think about that for just a second. Cow's milk is mostly pus That's why we can't digest it. People get gassed, they be farting up a storm because they can't digest cow's milk. But yet and still people say, I love milk and cookies, but you wonder why you're blowing up the house. If you're going to drink milk, then drink lactate. It doesn't have lactose in it. But I say don't drink milk at all. The milk industry is only an industry because they're trying to use every single part of the cow. And they knew that cows can give. Thank you so much, Tree. I love it. I love you. Yes, and immunity also, indeed. It provides all the nutrients for a strong and healthy immune system. Breast milk for that baby. Later on, breastfed children have a healthier immune system. They have stronger bones, stronger teeth. Okay? And greater cognitive learning capacity because it's not full of mucus. Again, I am a product. My sister and I are products of breastfeeding. My mother breastfed both of us, but my mother breastfed me a little bit longer because I could not drink cow's milk. My stomach was very, very sensitive as a baby, and so I would just throw that up immediately. Anytime anybody tried to give me milk, I would throw it up. I just literally regurgitated not less than 5 minutes. I could not hold it down. So with this whole formula issue, and I know it's not easy, especially for women that have C-sections because, you know, they done cut you open. And so instead of being able to rest your baby on top of your stomach is healing. And so they say, oh, no, don't breastfeed. Now, you can breastfeed that baby from the side. I have seen it done. It is best. Children are not asthmatic. Children are not, have like a whole, like allergies and, give me a minute, eczema and things like that are less common in breastfed children. All types of issues are less common in breastfed children. So the fact that we sort of seem to have a shortage, which of course, you know, we know what type of plan we're under. You know, like my sister Tree expressed, you know, she was like, the eugenics, you know, in Germany's formula is very interesting because, you know, Germany was very, very eugenic-centered. And if you're not familiar with what eugenics is trying to eradicate and get rid of certain types of people, predominantly black and brown people. They use the term eugenics. It sounds nice. Doesn't it sound nice? No, it means death. It means getting rid of people. And the ill part is, like I continue to express, we are all in the midst of a depopulation agenda. And so for my beautiful family that I continue to say, my wonderful, beautiful family out here who drank the Kool-Aid and believed all the stuff about COVID and just had to get a vaccine, you have now signed yourself up for some issues. And I have seen some horrible things happen to people that are very close to me. I have lost people close to me. Some people have had brain aneurysm, stroke, heart attack immediately, honey. Because, again, you're introducing something into your system that is taking over your immune system in such a way like no other vaccine has ever done before. And so a lot of the, quote-unquote, COVID cases that have been coming out and even the hospitalized COVID cases are from people who received the COVID-19 vaccine because it was in the vaccine, along with snake venom and a whole bunch of other garbage that has the potential to bring you some serious problems and more than likely an early death. Mother is not trying to be morbid. Mother's not trying to be Debbie Downer. But I'm just telling you, you know, y'all needed to really think. And unfortunately, a lot of y'all, you know, drink that Kool-Aid, you know. Thank you, Sister Dawn. Indeed, it is said that even the babies that are breastfed for at least 2 months are better off than not having it at all. Okay, the difference is made. Okay, thank you, Sister Dawn. I love my regular listeners. Y'all are on point and on fire. I live for you. Trust me, I really do. Y'all give me a lot of energy because I worked a full day today, and I'm congested and all of that, but you keep me riled up and excited and happy to bring forth this information to you. Seriously, I love you all so much. You know, y'all are on point, you know, and we just have to spread this. We have to spread this information, knowledge, all of this stuff. We have to share it with each other. A lot of us are having the stupidest conversations about nothing. I watched the advertisement for Basketball Wives. They look funny. They don't even look real. And again, it's just a bunch of black catcalling and carrying on and arguing and fighting each other. That is not who we are. That is not a sisterhood. Hello? Don't waste your time. Have conversations like these. Empower yourself with knowledge that will bring you wisdom so that you can transcend a lot of the agenda that is being put forth for all of us right now. We got to beat the game. We got to beat it. We are in a matrix. And don't forget, the word matrix, M-A-T, is female. Whenever you see M-A-T, and I'm not talking about mattress, but matriarchal, matrimony, M-A-T, ma'at, female, divine female at that, maternity, okay? So, you know, please, I encourage us to really, really share information, share our knowledge with each other, form little groups, or you can even invite people to listen to this show. Excuse me, again. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/myprojectneo and listen to every Black Alice in Wonderland episode that's ever been, plus other wonderful shows on the network about financial empowerment and things like that. All right, but we got to get ourselves together, okay, because you got people out here who, going to my next story, you know, want us to not be here, okay? This whole thing with the stupid little white boy, and I'm using that loosely, from Conklin, New York, who drove all the way 3 hours and change to Buffalo, New York, because he knew it was a predominantly black town, and he knew that those people would not be strapped. Those people would not have guns on their hips and be able to defend themselves in that moment. He looked it up. He knew that they would not be strapped, and he took the lives of 10 people, wounded a total of 13, deliberately. Why? Because he himself, like many of these other very narrow-minded, low IQ having individuals that believe in this thing called the Great Replacement, because they think that they're being replaced by black people, Latino people, and other people, Jews, and all, and other individuals, really? They need to just call it the paranoia theory. And again, I must say that they're not paying attention. They're not paying attention to the Bible. And I'm not one who, you know, totes the Bible and talks about the Bible all the time, but they're not paying attention to that, because the last shall be first and the first shall be last. And they want to be, they made themselves, you know, the first. No, 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 no. Stop. Because you're really not. So cut it out. We have to realize that if there are people around us, above us, below us, and next to us, who believe in this Great Replacement theory, then we have to be able to protect ourselves so that we don't become a statistic. This boy went and killed fathers, grandfathers, and grandmothers and mothers out of fear. When this is not your planet anyway, honey bunny, the white race is but 1/10 of the world population. They may be dominant here in the United States of America, but if you put all the black, brown, Latino, and Native American people together, which is an actual group of folk because they're all melanin dominant, hello, they're the minority here as well. So going forward, I beg of thee, do not call yourself a minority. We are not a minority. We're not only the majority, but we are the predecessors and the creators and the creatresses of all these other individuals. We ain't minor in no kind of way. One moment. I'm taking a comment. I love it. She said, I'm a learning today. Teach Queen Amina. Thank you, my sister Tree. She said, political bait and mind control, morally bankruptcy, fear, culture, expansion. Mm-hmm. The boy was a pawn in speculation. Mm-hmm. Yep, and his voting season. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Because what I have found interesting about the voting that happened in the primary, we've got a black man who is the winner of the Democratic primary in Kentucky, as well as a black female as the winner of the Democratic primary in North Carolina. And several of Donald J. Trump's endorsements did not work. And you know it's really not a large group of individuals that follow and believe in the stuff that he rants about and what have you. And I'm at a point where I really need for melanin-dominant people to stop putting themselves with and behind him. I think he has made it very clear he don't give a damn about us, okay? He don't really give a damn about nobody except for himself. He's a real narcissist. And so whatever he sees that makes him feel like he's won or he's got control over something, he's going to run with it. But it doesn't mean that it's correct. All right? So he has crazy, illiterate, wife-beating Herschel Walker trying to run. No, we're not. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Don't be like, I'm vote for Herschel because he's black. Stop that. Because he's acting like Sambo. I don't have time for that. We need people in office that will make the proper decision. We need people in office that are moving with the times that we're in and do not want to take us back to 1776 when we were three-fifths of a human and had no rights at all. Okay? This is what is really going on here. You know, even in Pennsylvania, you know, we got to show out because if the Republican nominee wins, not only is abortion illegal immediately, but a lot of other rights will fall by the wayside. And if people think they got it rough now, baby. So we got to show up and show out when it comes to voting. And y'all know I talk a lot about your local election. And when I say local, I mean everything that's not the presidency, because that can also be swayed. But when it comes to your congressperson, your senators, your governors, that's the power of the people. So we got to really show up and show out in the November election. If you've got time and a primary hasn't happened yet where you live in your state, you know, try to show up for your primary so you can at least pick the person that you want to run against the other side. You know, I, for one, am registering as independent. I can vote any way I want to. However, what I'm seeing happening with the Republican Party, I am seeing, again, crazy old white men with broken penises who are trying to hang on to the last vigil of control, and most of them are wearing Depends and can't even control their bladder. These people can no longer make decisions for the rest of us, okay? They are stuck in a time warp. They're holding on to misogyny and racism and other things, even though they're acting like, you know, they believe in the people and they, no, you don't. Okay? Something ain't right. Something really is not right. We have taken the worst turn down a different rabbit hole under the guise and guidance and opinion of Trump. His time frame for his presidency and everything, he brought out the beast. The beast is loose, family. And unless we want the heel of the beast on our neck, we got to fight. We got to come together and we have to fight. So please show up and show out when it comes time to vote, wherever you live, and make sure in November you let your voice be heard properly. Okay? Please do not follow the orange-haired idiot or any of his little friends or any of the individuals that he is endorsing, because my name ain't going to be Miss Sally. My name ain't going to be Sarah. No, it's not. I'm not going to wear a white bonnet on my head and a potato sack as an outfit with no shoes on, picking cotton for somebody somewhere or picking corn. No, I'm not. All right? We're not going backwards. They want to go backwards. I said this a few episodes ago. They basically have given the middle finger, the shaft, the big F-U to every woman in this nation. And it's not that I'm pro-abortion. No, I'm pro-choice because it's my body. I should be able to make decisions about my body. Again, we ain't got no laws on the books that take anything away from a man or his sexuality or his fertility or his penis or anything. We ain't got nothing on the books to deal with that, nothing. So why should there be anything that takes away what I want to do with my own body? There should be nothing. And women all across the nation are livid, marching, screaming, having a fit. But seriously, this is real. Yes, indeed, Tree, we must learn history and fake indoctrinated prophecies that they want to manifest. Okay, no endorsement. They better watch it. Sky folks to the rescue. I know that's right. We are gateways, female, okay? The men are trying too hard, all right? And especially the white men. They are. They working overtime on things that have nothing to do with them. And I'm like, they all say they're anti-abortion until they dip out on their wife and get a 17-year-old pregnant, like what happened with the little white girl who was a teenager in Texas, got pregnant by the senator. She's head cheerleader and all this other kind of stuff. Okay. Had an affair with a grown man and got pregnant. Killed the baby, buried it in the backyard, and then she was on trial for murder. And of course she got off because it was a senator's baby. Like, come on now. Like, Brett Kavanaugh is going to keep his stuff in his pants? Really? It's insane what we are seeing happening right now in what is supposed to be called a democratic nation. It is. It's a little wild, it ain't right. Something ain't right. Hello? You know, and again, I'm singing songs like, you know, don't cry for Ukraine. Yes, it's terrible what happened there, but at the same time, realize really what's happening there. Okay, because the media is lying to your face every day about what's really happening and what has happened and why Putin is doing what he's doing there. Okay? Even when it comes to the western regions like the Donetsk and the Donbas and of course, Crimea, which was already 2014. But a lot of what's happening is because those regions were already going anyway. All right? The Azov soldiers work for Putin. Okay? Azov. Look it up. They work for Putin. Okay? Look up the Ukrainian soldiers who have swastikas tattooed on their bodies. Okay? There is a very large neo-Nazi fascist movement that has swept all through Ukraine. So when I ride past a black church and they talk about we are praying for Ukraine, I'm like, cut that out. Whatever they get, they get. coming back tomorrow. We want to go home. Well, go home to what? You've been blown to smithereens. There's no water. There's no power. There ain't no heat. Ain't no nothing going on. Ain't no food. What you going back to? But yet, we're welcoming 100 and some odd thousand of them over here. Y'all better watch your back. Don't forget what I mentioned before about that whole great replacement theory and all that stuff. That's what they're about. Be careful. Be careful who you pray for. And I'm not saying you can't pray for your enemy. You can pray for your enemy. Like, I pray for my enemy to not show himself before me. How about that? These people are not who you think they really are. And many, 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 many of them believe in a Nazi world where they're getting rid of everybody else who is just not white. But be careful, because they lying. They are lying, and they're making everybody, oh, my God, it's so terrible. Oh, my God. And I'm like, meanwhile, we got a war going on in Somalia. I think we just dropped troops off in Somalia. We got a war going on in Afghanistan still, all hell breaking loose. We got wars going on all over, but you ain't hear nothing about that. All you keep hearing about is Ukraine and us giving billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine when you have brothers and sisters of every single nationality right here, starving, homeless, living in tents in California, in Arizona, throughout the Midwest, in Texas. Homelessness is on the rise beyond belief because a lot of people lost everything they had when COVID hit. Okay? Yes, indeed. Again, Ukraine was very, very racist to all of the black and brown people, even the yellow people, who were leaving, who were trying to flee when it first set off. They were horrible to those people. I ain't praying for them. They were so nasty to the African students. The African students were the last. They took the Asians first, then the Indians, then the Africans. They were horrible to them. I covered this a few months ago. Are you praying for them? No. Be careful. Pray for yourself. Pray for us over here. Because if they come over here, baby, don't start none, won't be none. They're going to learn today if they come up over here. I'm telling you that right now. All right? Because we're packing up in here. So just real talk. And that's why I keep saying, like, be careful. You know, even if you do live in the inner city of New Jersey or New York or Connecticut or places where you can't have a CCW, maybe you should get a little summer home, you know, a little cabin, a little something in Pennsylvania, in a state where you can carry. At least you got a place to go to protect yourself. Because I said it last week. If the people of Buffalo could have been packing, that boy would have got smoked. For real, for real. We have to start paying more attention. You know, if you would think about moving, honey, pack up and move like somebody. Get going. I'm a city girl, but honey, I live in the forest now, and I'm all right with it. Because I can protect myself wherever I go. I'm urging you to kind of think similarly. Very important. And learn how to handle a firearm. Learn how to shoot a rifle. Learn how to shoot a .44 and a .22. Learn. You might not want to, you know, rock out with a Magnum because it's got a lot of recoil and you're going to wind up not shooting what you want to shoot. But a .22 or a .45, get it. Rifle, get it. I'm an excellent marksman, that's for sure. You know, and you got to practice still too. But I always had a real good eye and I got great aim. You know, and teach each other as well. You know, take your family to the range. So another video, again, little black girls dancing, doing a dance battle and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, yo, take them chicks to the range. Because white people are doing so. White people take their children to the range from 7 years old. They just had a huge gun show up here. Excuse me. And My husband and I went last year. We were about raisins in a chop in a sugar bowl, honey, okay? Yes, we were. But, you know, we got some goodies and stuff like that. But I was watching them up in there. They were buying every little bit of everything they could. You would have thought that the world was going to end the next day. All right? And I'm not saying that we need to be paranoid, but we need to be prepared. Okay? Again, I know some beautiful black folks up here. They make their own bullets. All right? Anybody messing around? Okay? And I don't take it lightly, you know? I don't take it lightly. This is real serious. We got to take care of each other. We're in trouble. And they're trying to pick us off like pigeons. Can't let it happen. Exactly. Okay, I like that. Thank you so much. Archery and axe throwing, prepping for desperate times. Okay? Go there. Do it. They got all these places popping up all over the place, all these axe throwing stuff. Go axe throwing, okay, and get some axes because you can have that. Learn how to throw it. Learn how to throw knives. I learned how to throw knives when I was about 16, 17 years old. I was nice with it. Practice with trees, just throwing the knife into the trees. Like, seriously, we got to really get our game up. Because it's not like they're not letting us know. They are letting us know quite clearly. They're scared to death, and they'll take your grandmother out. What more do you need? Now, I'm moving on, and I know time is flying. But apparently, car crashes, and we've got a lot of fatal car crashes where people are falling asleep at the wheel, just passing out and falling asleep at the wheel. Now, I have a feeling that this is also linked to the vaccine because people are also dropping dead, just boop, that's it. And when we find out their medical history, yes, they were COVID-19 vaccine recipients, okay? I know of an individual who has had COVID, I think, 3 times since they got their shot. Meanwhile, they didn't have nothing before that, went through the whole quote-unquote pandemic, didn't get a sniffle, but they got the shot, and they didn't have COVID 3 times. Personal friend, even. Be careful. All right? And, yes, Sister Tree said, cut wood and grow food. Yeah, they've been building underground bunkers. The underground bunkers are called DUMBS, D-U-M-B-S, B-S, excuse me. Like the word dumb, but they're called DUMBS, deep underground military bases. And some people have their own private bases. You can look that up on YouTube, too. Some of them, it looks like a whole apartment, and they got fake windows with fake light, and all kind of stuff is going on. Please believe me when I tell you. Because the paranoid prepare. So be careful and prepare. If you got a basement or a sub-basement, again, buy extra cases of water, buy non-perishable goods, get some canned goods that you know are going to last for a few years, learn how to use mason jars and seal food, learn how to can if you can. You know, all these things are very important, very, very important. And again, I'm not trying to sound all doom and gloomy or like Debbie Downer, but we got to pay attention to the reality of what's going on. You keep watching television, it just makes you think like everything is hunky-dory. Oh, such and such is on sale. Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then every other commercial is about some type of pharmaceutical with enough side effects to rock your behind for the next 40 years. Please, just eat fruits and vegetables and live right. Take care of yourself and your family. Especially the children, because they're the future. It is imperative and incumbent upon you to do so. All right? Lastly, where am I now? Yeah, lastly, I just want to go into, well, now I got 2 more things, actually. you know, because they are exterminating people and they want people to die. I keep saying this, and this comes from what's called the Malthusian theory. Malthusian theory was thought up by a white man named John Malthus. Way back in the day, I think it was the 1800s, his paranoid white ass was just scared to death and was like, oh, the earth is not going to be able to sustain all the people on it. And I've actually heard a couple of black people say that. If y'all don't shut up, again, as I drive from where I am to New York or to Pennsylvania, I mean, New York or New Jersey or Connecticut, I see nothing but land. Acres and acres and acres and acres of land. If I go south, if I go to Maryland, if I go to Virginia, North Carolina, Hubby Lish and I went all the way to Florida. We ain't seen nothing but land. Do not be fooled in believing or thinking that the supreme prime creator of all things, including you and I and every blade of grass, bird, bee, and everything in the middle, would allow the earth to be so overwrought with humanity that we're just falling off of it because we don't have enough space. Stop thinking that garbage. We live in a cycle of life. We live, we die. We live, we die. We live, we die. Please, if where you are is overcrowded, then maybe you need to move. But I'm here to tell you, there's acres and acres and acres of land on this entire planet that is uninhabited. Nobody lives there. Just trees and grass and fields all over. Stop living in lack. And when you hear somebody, especially a black person, talk about, oh, well, you know, there's not going to be enough room for everybody, slap them in the face. No, don't slap them in the face. Tell them to be quiet. Just tell them to be quiet and stop being paranoid. Stop being paranoid. Because that's where we are right now. And these crazy crackers are trying to reduce the population to 500 million. There's over 8 billion people on this planet. 500 million ain't nothing. Please. And I think it is very ironic that although they want to reduce the population to 500 million, you got these crazy white Republicans that want to make abortion illegal and want to make every pregnant woman in the United States have to have her baby. Child, please. Talk about oxymoronic reality. This is what we're living in. It's some very interesting stuff, y'all. Hold tight to yourself. It's deep. And that ain't for you. That ain't for me. That's for their little white babies because they know that they're at minus birth rate and they're scared to death of just not existing anymore. But I keep saying, and I'm going to say it again, if that is what is to come, then if that's what nature is doing, if white women are not able to either become pregnant or bring their baby to full term and deliver a healthy baby, that's the universe tapping you on the shoulder, pumpkin. Case, then so be it. Again, even in the Torah, it is written that the beast shall only walk the earth for about 6,000 years. They overdo. That's why they keep checking up and laying down with black women. Meanwhile, yes, indeed, I was getting ready to say that. Meanwhile, they talking about when black women go to the gynecologist, if they have any uterine issues or any ovary issues, they want to snatch your whole uterus. They want to give you a hysterectomy. They want to just take your ability to procreate out of you. Bless my mama. My mother had some issues with her uterus as she was getting older, and my mom, you know, she passed in her 80s, late 80s. But she was like, you ain't taking my stuff. I'm going out the way I came in. And even though she was a breast cancer survivor and she had lost her breast, she's like, you're not taking my ovaries. You're not taking my uterus. You're not taking it. God bless her. I feel the same way. I'm holding on to my stuff. I'm like, nah, y'all, you ain't doing this. Even if I don't plan to have a baby, no, I'm not giving you my uterus. And they have black women, especially black women, convinced, oh, I don't need it anymore, so... What? Nah. Unless it's like cancerous and it can kill you, no. Hold on to your stuff, sis. They sterilize women in prison against their will. Predominantly black women. Like, you got to look at the bigger plan and the bigger picture. It's very unattractive, but it is real. So please, come out of the stuck program. There are a lot of us that are in a program and we're suffering, okay? And we worried about Jesus and line dancing. We ain't ready. Get ready. Stuff is happening. It's going down. Please. Like Sister Dawn said, preparation training, period. Get it together, fam. And that sister right there got the greenest thumb I have ever, ever encountered in my life. Okay? Again, all praises to our sacred portal and gateway. Thank you, Sister Tree. Indeed, it is very, very, very messed up. We have to recognize it for what it is. And like I said, the beast is loose. We got to be careful. Fam, it's imperative. I got 6 minutes left. Let's see. I know that. 973-640. Alamo, are you with me?
Peace to the queen. Peace, queen. How you doing tonight?
Peace, Doc. I am awesome. I am blessed, highly favored, and fantastic. And yourself?
I am blessed and highly favored. Hey, look, just real quick, because I know we're about to go off.
Uh-huh.
But I've been hearing you talk, right?
Yes.
And I know we've been talking about Roe v. Wade. We've been talking about the recessive gene. We've been talking about the plan to try to have white babies and their plan to try to get rid of black babies.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it dawned on me that Roe v. Wade is bigger than just abortion. All right?
Uh-huh.
Because what Roe v. Wade is about is not really about abortion, but the right for the government to tell you what to do with your body.
Talk about it.
So that transcends just women. That means men also. So then you say, okay, well, you know, I ain't having no baby, but it's not just that. It's anything. So now what they can do is make you, by law,
right,
take the vaccine.
Teach.
You understand? So now you have to do it. Now, here's the other thing. I don't hear a lot of people talking about it. I hear some people talking about it, and I don't know if it happened because it was supposed to happen yesterday, but I would figure if it happened yesterday, it would have been a big hoo-ha. But just talk about these nations that are turning stuff over to the World Health Organization. Sovereignties over these countries, turning their sovereignty over to the World Health Organization. And America, one of them. So now, let's put two and two together. If they have on law that the government have a right to tell you what you can do with your body, and then they take that rights and turn them over to the WHO. And what it says that the WHO now can just go out and on their own without due process, without anything, indict an individual for being a medical health threat to society.
And so it
must be removed.
Come on.
And so now what that do now, it's making sense for these camps that we've been talking about, these FEMA camps.
Yes. Yes.
All right? And so these are all of the things that are happening now. as we speak, they are already in the plan. They've already gone through phase one, phase two. They are entering into phase three.
Yep.
And they know it, and they're panicking, all right? Because, again, this thing is connected to this replacement thing. It's not replacement. We're not replacing anybody. Your weak asses is just dying out.
Yeah.
We ain't replacing you. You dying. You not expanding.
Hey.
You're not growing because you can't. All right? You can't.
Yep.
And you better not sleep with nobody else but someone that looks just like you or whoever you sleep with. Everybody going to know that baby have Chinese. I don't care what it is.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of beige babies I'm working with these days. I'm working with some beige babies, honey. Yes,
right.
Indeed. Yes, they are. So, they daddy black, mama black, somebody white, but they, hello.
But you can automatically tell why, because of the recessiveness of the gene. So what am I saying? I'm saying that a lot of things that we've been talking about for many, many years are starting to come to fruition. We're starting to look at them play out right in front of our eyes.
Yes, sir.
Worst part about it, these things that we said at the beginning of the pandemic about what could happen, and you're like, oh, that's crazy. They're not going to do that. Well, they've done every single thing we've said was crazy. They've done it. And so the stuff that we're saying that's crazy now about the Roe v. Wade, about the WHO, and about the authority, and them being able to just decide. I mean, they're already doing it. There's tons and tons of videos of the police running around in the police car with people with white jackets and needles hopping out, grabbing people, giving them vaccines against their will.
Wow.
So this is...
You guys, send me some of those videos, Doc.
Right. Yeah. And
it's traumatic, and you try to have this conversation with other people, and they're like, no, that's not happening, or I don't know about that, so... I'm like, just because you don't know about it doesn't mean it's not happening. Learn up.
Listen, you can stick your head in the ground if you want. Now.
If you want. You get run over.
Better do. You better.
Right. You get stabbed in the butt with the vaccine. You put your head in the ground.
And you better take your head out the ground, and you better go get armed.
Come on.
Okay.
Keep having that conversation.
Of course. It's not a joke, people. We are not going to war. We are already in war. We are already at war. They are already warring against us. You just don't realize it because they got you hypnotized with the women of the housewives of Atlanta. You understand? They got you.
Yep.
And you don't even realize it. And we're dying all around us.
And that's the great covert operation. That's the great covert operation. You're at war and don't even know.
And you don't even know. You think your people died and being killed off in some type of accident or in some type of course of nature. They are systematically killing us because they're trying to wipe us out, but they can't. That's the only thing that they don't get. So...
Mm-hmm.
You better wake up.
Please.
You better wake up.
Because the alarm clock is ringing. It's ringing loud. Y'all keep pressing snooze. Like, y'all better, no, you got to get up, honey. You got to get up.
I look at the news and I don't know what to believe. You know, I see these people, I see these videos with these people with the masks that look like real people, that's not real people. People that that's supposed to be Kamala Harris, but her neck has got 15,000 rolls in it, like she don't have a mask on, right? And there's all kind of stuff that's going on.
Someone, and them clones is working.
Right, the clones. And so who do you believe? What do you believe? We have no other choice as black people but to unify. We got to get it through our head. We are all we got.
Real talk.
We better pay attention. We are all we got.
Yep.
And if we don't come together, we will become extinct.
Yeah. Yep, we got to wake up. Again, we have to wake up. We're in a slumber. You know, we've got to really get it together. You know, and again, like, I really appreciate everybody who came on tonight. Like, the queue is nice and full. You know, I really appreciate everybody who's listening, whether you're on the phone or if you're online. Like, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And again, I urge you, like, share this information. You can share this link with people. You know, have them come and listen again Monday after next when I'll be back on. You know, but we've got to get ourselves together. And again, I thank you, Dr. James Winborn, for giving me this platform, you and Dr. Ron Robinson. But I really, really, really thank you and the whole My Project NEO movement for allowing me to have this voice and to express this information and this knowledge and this wisdom with the family, because I don't hear anybody else going in like this aside from, like, Rod Hayes and there's another sister, I think it's Sister Stella. A lot of us, you know, we'll tap dance around this information, but we don't want to go in deep with it, you know, maybe because we just don't know or we're afraid of censorship or whatever. But, you know, we can't have that anymore. We've got to get this information out to the family to let them really maybe, like, you know, get that aha moment where they're like, oh, my God, it really is happening. Yes, it is. What you gonna do? What are we going to do? We have to unify. We have to protect each other. We have to embolden and empower each other with knowledge and wisdom and this information. I know I go deep, but, honey, I will come up sweet. And I'm trying to tell y'all, we got to get it together. We can't put our heads in the sand. We can't be so afraid. And you definitely can't be sitting around thinking, oh, Jesus is going to save everything. Stop that.
Please stop that. Please. Pretty please. I mean, please, really. Please. Really. Just stop that.
No, sit for real, for real.
I don't even want to go into details. I don't want to elaborate on it. Just stop that, because that's spread of the blindfold.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
Keep you in darkness and keep you sidetracked, keep you looking for a savior and a messiah that is not there, that's not
right,
and keep you looking everywhere else but within.
Yep.
All right. Look every place but to yourself. And that's why listen. We're not gonna be. I just gotta put it like this, and it's 9:07. You know, I tried to call in the other day because I had to leave. I tried to call back after 9:00 because I could see on my that it was a bunch of people still there, but it was like, nah, son, you ain't in, so you just gotta wait. We don't have a whole lot of choices, you know, and if we don't do this and if we don't come together, then I really don't know what we're going to do or how we're going to make it through this.
I know.
Because there's no sanctuary.
No. No. That's the ill part, you know. And there'll never be sanctuary in ignorance. It's impossible.
Right.
You know, and if we're not unified, then we definitely fall apart. You know, like I said, one finger, it's easy to break one finger. It is not that easy to break a whole fist.
No, it's not.
We got to be that fist. We got to be that fist. And really maintain our power, like really take our power back. We've got to do it, brothers and sisters. Like, it really is up to us. We are the warriors and warrioresses. We are the kings and queens. We are original human. And if anybody's fitting to try to take us out and think that they're going to just linger around after we're gone, they dead wrong. So we're going to have to fight.
Here's what I was going to say, Queen, and I'm going to stop.
Uh-huh.
We will never be free, ladies and gentlemen, as long as we are worshiping the gods of our oppressor.
Come on.
Okay? We will never.
Nope.
So when I hear so-called conscious people bigging up certain elements of some of these Abrahamic religions, they're not ready. They're not ready. No, they're not ready. Think they're ready, but they're not ready because they got to get that up. And that is so hard to do.
Yeah, that's a program.
Because it's been programmed in us. And we've been trained to believe that those religious and spiritual thoughts and processes that we've had, that our ancestors had, are wrong. And we allow our oppressors to brainwash us against our own spiritual ways. We allowed them to do that.
Right. It reminds me of the scene in Roots where Kunta Kinte was getting beaten into submission to call himself Toby.
Toby, right. Kunta the Toby.
Right. You know, he took all those lashings and he was exhausted, bleeding, and beat until he said Toby. And we have allowed that to happen to us. It has happened, but we've also allowed it to happen to our psychosis, and they use religion as that tool. Like they beat Christianity into us. We were Yoruba, we were Akan, we were all these other faiths, and they beat that into us. And what color was Jesus? Jesus was white as snow.
Listen, and then told you that no matter what happened, just keep praising them. No matter, I don't care how bad things go, just keep giving them the glory.
Uh-huh, and your money.
Just keep giving them the praise. Just keep giving them the money. Just keep giving them the glory. No matter how bad things go. It's all right. It's not God. It's you. The failure is in you. You must be doing something wrong. We've been brainwashed. Anytime we have to wait until we leave this place in order to get our reward.
Oh, honey, what?
Everybody else
we
getting
have joy and happiness now. We got to wait till we die. Wow.
Right. Why I got to wait till I die to get mine? Why can't I get mine and have mine now like you have yours? Like you have yours. I want to test you. You know what I mean? I want to go out on the yacht. Why not? So all of these things, they are illusions. And they are designed to keep you separated from the God within. That's what they're designed for. And as long as you're separated and you don't know who you are, you know what they say you are, you know what they call you? You know what the Catholic Church call you? They say you're a lost soul at sea.
Right.
And that they claim they have the legal right to all lost souls at sea. Now, it gets even deeper because they're talking about the lost souls at sea are those people who have attached themselves to these agreements, to these driver licenses, and to the birth certificates and things of that nature. And going around telling people that that's them. So then if that's you, you're that piece of paper, you're that public, that fake entity, then you don't know who you are and your soul is lost. And the Catholic Church said, okay, give me that. I'll take that. That over here is deep, people. And it's all.
And we need to. Maybe we'll go into that like next show, like Monday after next. Like we really need to have the conversation about the UCC code and the corporation of the body and how we can get free from that. We really need to have that conversation.
Sure, because the time is now. And I'll go out saying that all we got is we ourselves. All we got is us. And I want that to kind of sink in, that all we got is us.
Mm.
You need to say that every day, over and over and over and over.
And all we have is each other.
All we have is each other. So no matter what color, shade of melanin I have, we need each other. All right?
Indeed. Yes.
All we have is each other. We don't have nobody else, and we can't depend on nobody else. We can't depend on the 10% of the white people that like us or that say they like us until they get around the other white friends. We can't depend on them. We know that they show up. There's always a portion that show up. There's always a portion that's righteous. We thank you, but we cannot depend on that. God, please, we got to stop asking people for help. We got to stop. They listen.
Yeah, we got to be real self-sufficient, fam.
We do. We got to nobody, your oppressor is not going to free you. You are,
why
not,
would they?
Why would they? Right, why would they? Like, wake up. They have a financial interest in putting you in jail. They have a financial interest in destroying the black family. That's one of the sad things that came out of the civil rights movement. I know that I'm always hopping on the civil rights movement, and I'm always hopping on a lot of stuff that we did get. But one thing we did get in the civil rights movement, we may have been able to integrate with the white people, but what they did was they segregated the black family because they did and pulling the fathers out of those homes.
Yep.
And then telling black people that they don't need a man. That the government will take care of them. And if you have them, man, you're not going to get anything. This was by design. That's what happened.
No, really. My husband and I were talking about the movie Claudine the other day. You know, like, you can't have it. No, not you. You can't have it.
Right.
You know, and a lot of us really fell for it.
Right.
And then on top of that, you had child support, the child support system.
Right.
You know, which definitely deduced even more rights and took away even more things from black men.
Absolutely.
Not in garnishing a check.
They garnished the check. They don't pay.
You can't get a passport. You can't get a driver's license because you didn't pay child support.
Right.
Wow.
Right. Absolutely.
Wicked. Wicked. Wicked.
So they try. They go out of their way to disenfranchise you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come up with these warrants, and now they want to make you a criminal.
Right. Yep.
This is all by design. You know, when I was doing certain studies, and I look at pictures of the 50s, the black families in the 50s, when he was going through Jim Crow, and he was going through all of these things, you saw fathers, mothers, children. You didn't see a separation of that until the 70s, the late 60s, 70s. And then what happened? We let them into our homes.
Yeah.
And we've been
being
around them. They see that we nice. They'll see that we not a threat. They'll see that we love everybody. That has nothing to do with it. They don't like you. Yeah. And you are a threat.
Yep.
And to the police, there's no such thing as an unarmed black person.
Oh, no. Oh, no,
there's
no.
Thing is that your color is a weapon.
Your color is a weapon. Real talk. Those eggs and that semen and the possibility of your multiplying is a weapon. It's all a weapon. Your beautiful, intelligent, creative, and soulful black mind is a weapon.
It's a weapon to them. That's a weapon. They got every right to protect themselves because their life is endangered by your mere existence.
Yep.
Get it through your head.
Yeah. Yep, get it through your head. And also, like I said, realize how fly you really are. Because in order for somebody to be that afraid of you and to dislike you or hate you that much, you got to be powerful.
You are so powerful that them white boys would get together and write laws to suppress you.
Uh-huh.
Powerful. They will make it against the law for you to learn, for you to read and write. That's how powerful
right.
you are.
Uh-huh.
You need to understand that's how powerful you are.
Yep.
But the
and then, like I said, after they hung you, even after they lynched us, okay, they would cut off the male's genitalia. Like, you already dead.
Right.
You that scared? You got to cut off the penis of a dead man?
Listen.
Wow.
Listen. We all know what that's about. It's a family show. We ain't got to get into it. We know what that's about. So, the worst part about is that when you look at those pictures, right?
Oh, yes, the whole family and everybody's dressed all nice.
Yes, it was like going to the show. Everyone was coming out. You see the kids, they came out with their families to
yep.
watch the next time.
Yep, that's why I don't really like the word picnic.
Take his last breath.
Yep.
You can see pictures of the kids standing there smiling.
Smiling.
Is he dead, Daddy? Is he dead yet?
And then they set the body on fire.
Right.
Like, they just took it to a whole nother level.
Look, and then take pieces of the body and give them out
as souvenirs.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah, that's something wrong with you. That's really
that's
like...
That is a disease that they
yeah,
have.
Yeah, it is. That's a disease.
It's a disease.
Yep.
White people suffer from the disease of racism like blacks suffer from sugar.
Come on. Mm-mm-mm. Yep. And no matter how much normalcy they want to portray, there are many of them that still feel that way, that maintain that belief system. And that should be obvious to us with regard to current events and other instances that continue to happen to us all year long. Like, we got to snap out of it. We have to. We just, family, please. We are there. We are at that moment. We are at a serious precipice. We got to wake up. You know. So, again, Doc, I know it's 9:21, and I got to get myself ready for tomorrow and get up in the morning. But I thank you so much for coming on tonight. I missed you last week. I know you said you tried to get on. It didn't happen. But I'm glad you were able to make it on this week. You know, I wish you a wonderful week ahead. And, you know, again, family, it is my esteemed pleasure to bring forth this knowledge and information and wisdom to you. I have been studying all my life. I will continue to study. I will continue to research. I will continue to do my best to help unplug you and help you to share with your friends and family so that we can prevail, so that we can thrive, so that we can not just survive, but so that we can really, really thrive. And I wish everybody a wonderful week ahead. Again, Mercury is still in retrograde until the 3rd, so please be careful in your travels. Give yourself extra travel time. Keep your wits about you. Keep your head on a swivel. Pay attention. I said these people are out here passing out and crashing, so make sure you can get out the way if anything like that is in your immediate area as you move and do and travel. I wish everyone a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. Remember that Memorial Day weekend was originally created by little beautiful black children in the South during a time when the it was right after, not the Civil War, I think the Revolutionary War, actually. If you give me 2 seconds, I'm going to try to break that down because that's really important. I need us to understand where our origins of things are. And we are the predecessors of a lot of very interesting things that some of us just, you know, don't even pay attention to. And I don't think that we realize that Memorial Day, I don't know if we really know that Memorial Day was created by amazing black children It was started by former slaves on May 1st of 1865 in Charleston, South Carolina, to honor 257 dead Union soldiers who had been buried in a mass grave on top of each other in a Confederate prison camp. These particular children, they dug up the bodies and worked for 2 weeks straight to give them a proper burial as gratitude for fighting for their freedom. They then held a parade of 10,000 people led by 2,800 black children where they marched and sang and celebrated. Okay? That is the origin of Memorial Day. All right? The white man then stole it, made it May 31st instead of May 1st. And from then on, it became, you know, like the celebration of dead soldiers or what have you. But I always made jokes and said, well, if you got Veterans Day, what did you need Memorial Day for? You stole that from the black children of 1865 in Charleston, South Carolina. So, again, we got to know our history and know who we are. That is the origin of Memorial Day. So when you celebrate Memorial Day, you think about our ancestors. You think about our enslaved individuals that went through hell in this nation, including our Native American Klansmen, okay? Because a lot of us are Native American, and we have Native American heritage, okay? Whose land is this? Whose world is this? This world is mine, whose world is this? Ours. So go forth and have a beautiful Memorial Day weekend and share that information with your friends and your family, all right? We got to know who we're celebrating and what we're celebrating as well. We're celebrating our ancestors. Happy Memorial Day. Have an amazing week. Be vainglorious in everything that you do. Continue to seek the truth. Read some books. Go to a lecture. Watch a lecture on YouTube. You know, like, get into it, family. Knowledge is power, and power is freedom. Let's get free. One love, family. This is Queen Amina. You have been listening to the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show. I love it when y'all go down that rabbit hole with me, honey, because it's deep, but we come out sweet, all right? Go forth, and thanks again, Doc. Have a blessed week ahead, man. And, you know, peace and love to Dr. Ron Robinson as well. All right, love you, family. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Stay blessed and stay amazing. Help the children. Help the old people. Let's take care of each other. We're a family. Let's unite and be one. One love, fam. in this